All right, here we are. It is Thursday. Time for your weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort right on the banks of Lake North Fork in Camellia, Arkansas. You'll find them off of Fout Road. And we're going to visit with Gary Ferracci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
I am doing great. And, you know, it's been rainy, but that should help the morel mushrooms and, of course, you know, the fishing. It should really even kind of benefit that aspect of outdoor activity. But what are you gathering on the weekly fishing report?
Well, the lake has muddied up some from the rains coming down through all the creeks and stuff, but that's okay. Largemouth biting for sure. Muddy water doesn't bother them at all. The report I heard, a lot of guys are finding them very shallow and on spinnerbait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2, 3, 4 feet of water, spinnerbait, up close to the banks. And then I heard guys said they're right out in the middle on 20 feet of water. So there's a lot of stuff coming in from the creeks, a lot of water coming in and debris and stuff. So I they're all over the place. It's a good time of year to be out there if you're after largemouth. It's working good right now.
And the crappie bite.
Oh my gosh! Yes. crappie are moving to the bank to spawn. Guys I've talked to said they're loaded with eggs. A lot of them haven't spawned yet, and yeah, they're getting right up on the bank, shallower waters, and they're biting.
Catching them on little jigs or live bait or both?
Three or four different colored jigs have been working really well, and then live bait on top of that. It's been really good.
Now, the stripers, hybrids, and, you know, white bass, what's going on with them?
It's time. They're up. They're actually moving up this arm of the lake up here. Had a gentleman that's been staying with us, and he's been trolling for the hybrids, the stripers, and the whites, and he's done very well. And they've been good size whites. I mean, a lot of those too. Same thing. Still full of eggs. Haven't spawned yet, but they're active. They're moving. I think they're feeding before they spawn, and they're very active. A lot of stuff going on, and the rain and the muddy water, stained water, has not affected it at all from what I've been told from the guys that have been out there fishing. I didn't go this past week, but all the guys have been out there. That's what they've been telling me.
Now, you know, we're going to have some warmer temperatures, and I look more, not so much what the day high is, but what the evening lows are. Like tonight, 61. Friday night, 62. Saturday night, 63. Sunday night, we're looking at a low of 50. Monday night, 65. Tuesday night, 40 degrees. So we kind of drop back down. But that really warms that lake temperature up. And are you hearing of any, you know, the stripers starting to really surface on the topwater bite?
Just starting, Gary. It's just starting because a lot of the whites are starting to surface, and then usually once the whites start, then the hybrids and stripers follow. I think that water temperature is just a handful of degrees away from that bite starting. We thought, you and I both thought, it was going to happen early in April. It looks like it's hanging on, not going to happen until the end of April or close to it, but that bite's right around the corner for the topwater bite on the stripers and the hybrids, and then, oh boy, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Lake level at North Fork right now, 558.19, which is up 0.08, and so it's still in pretty good shape. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and we'll talk with you next week. If folks want to know more, how can they find you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, see what's going on, check out some of the pictures on there. Stop in and see us if you're in the area. And, of course, as always, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Be safe.